as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a bill signed by the Montana governor, another atrocity. This is the governor who narrowly beat our Democratic governor in Montana. I mean, the Trump wave was so strong in Montana that the Democrat couldn't survive, even though he was a very fine governor. In any event, our Montana governor ran for the Senate, didn't make it. This new guy comes in. And this is the guy, by the way, the Republican who roughed up a reporter. Remember when he was a congressman? He punched him and beat him up. And then they gave him a slap on the wrist and let him off for striking a reporter. What they do in Russia, beat him up. Hong Kong, China, they beat him up. Republican Party beats him up. Well, one of these days they're going to try to beat up a guy who they're going to regret doing it. But, you know, a lot of these reporters are very fine people, and he just sucker punches them and jumps on them. This is their governor. He's a bad governor. He's a bad man, very bad man. He just signed a bill. it's unconstitutional. But he signed a bill that nullifies all federal gun laws, he says. Nullifies all federal gun laws. You know, there are some federal gun laws. If you're a registered gun dealer, your background checks. The way people get around it is they just hold sales in parking lots. Some guy in a raincoat and a fedora shows up. He goes, psst, want to buy an AK-47, AR-15? And then he doesn't have to do a background check under present law because Republicans won't permit it. That's why there's so many guns out there. But even regular gun shops have some regulations. And Joe Biden just put in by executive order what, in my view, is a start but woefully insufficient, stopping ghost guns and putting in a red flag mandate. In other words, if you have somebody who's mentally ill, talking about killing people, you can go to a judge, get an order, and get rid of all his guns and make sure he doesn't get a gun. Fact is that in some of the mass murders in the past, you had mentally ill people who did threaten, and in one case was told he couldn't have a gun. He went got one anyway. You can go to a parking lot somewhere or a field, and some guy in a raincoat will sell you whatever you want. Republicans won't control that at all. But what this Montana governor did, Republican, was to say, we in Montana hereby declare as null and void any federal gun regulations whatsoever. Which means that in Montana, if you have a federally licensed gun store, according to the Montana governor, you shouldn't have to do background checks. It also means that the executive order of Joe Biden against ghost guns and for red flag laws is null and void. And ghost guns, by the way, you know, you can assemble a gun with no identification now. You can get the parts, just put it together. And you're coming to the point where you can print one out 3D. Now, that may sound strange. I don't know if you're aware of 3D printing. But you can print physical objects in three dimensions with a printer. And what's really exciting with that technology to me, to let me digress, is that in the next couple of generations, they'll be able to print you out a new liver or kidney. You don't even need a donation. Because what they'll do is they'll feed in all of your data, your DNA, and all that good stuff. And they're right now trying to figure out how they can print out a bespoke, they call it kidney or liver, that fits you. That's unbelievable. Gosh, So that's the good part of it. The bad part of it is you can print out a gun. And you can also order different parts and just put it together. And these ghost guns, Biden put an end to with his executive order. Well, the Montana governor goes, well, we in Montana know more than the federal government. and more than the president, even though he was elected by 8 million more, 7 million more people than Trump, about 81 million people. I got news from Montana. Federal law trumps state law. That is a core principle of American democracy. It goes back to our founding fathers. You could not have 13 colonies all passing laws that overturned what the federal Congress did, or you would not have a country. What you have is 13 countries in a loose federation, easily picked off by foreign powers. The British would invade, somebody else would invade. Half the states would say, well, it's not our fight. It's not our fight. Federal law trumps state law. So this is unconstitutional. Federally licensed gun shops in Montana know that. They are not liable to be stupid enough to say, okay, this lantern-jawed cretin who's now the governor of Montana said I don't have to comply and I won't. They'd be out of their mind to do that. But what it is it's a sign of lawlessness from the Republican Party. And here in this state, we have it was a state legislator, I think he's in the state Senate now, who put in something similar, didn't go anywhere. Back when Scott Walker was governor, there was a resolution introduced at the state Republican convention that Wisconsin secede from the Union. It was a disgusting thing because Barack Obama was president. Walker didn't stand up to that. He just said, well, that doesn't reflect my view. What I'd do if I were a governor, somebody in my party did that, I'd say, you're out of the party, you're expelled. And this is a party official in one of the districts. The Wisconsin doesn't secede, doesn't overturn federal laws. Wisconsin was the strongest supporter of Abraham Lincoln. It sent regiments from Milwaukee and Madison, Janesville, Racine, all over the state. We stood tall. We'll stand tall again. We are not going to permit a handful of right-wing nuts who call themselves Republicans. And let me tell you something. This is not calling out individual Republicans. Individual Republicans are my friends and neighbors and some family Americans. They just vote however they want. That's their right. It's their leadership. It's a cult's leadership, worshiping the cult of Trump. Worshiping the cult of Trump. Going to a break. I'm not going to a break. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Ron Johnson, I mean, now this latest skepticism on the vaccine. I mean, what's this all about? Now I'm reading and hearing that millions of people are opting out of the second round of their vaccines. Let's spread some doubt. Let's do it. We had a tremendous rollout at the first 100 days of Biden. They're willing to sacrifice more lives just to, they're crazy. And his situation with what's going on in Russia, for instance, or his involvement, I can't help but think that he's got more skeletons in his closet than the Munsters and the Adams family combined to act the way he's acting. It's just insane. The guy's, now he's, you know, we're approaching 600,000 people dead, and he wants to know the reason for the vaccine. Duh.
Right. No, Dick, you're hitting a good one, and we're going to talk about it now, and then when we hit the break, after the break, I'll pick it up. So let's go to that topic right now. What Dick is alluding to is Ron Johnson announced that he's not getting the vaccine. He says he had COVID and therefore doesn't need it. All the experts say, if you had COVID, you better get the vaccine because you can get it again. But more importantly, he is saying that the average person doesn't need it, only the vulnerable, as he put it. Only the vulnerable. That's just plain false. That's a false piece of information that he's communicating to his base. And the sad thing is, the average person is not going to be injured by that. Even Republicans. If he thinks that the Republican counties of Washington, Ozaukee, Waukesha are going to listen to that, they're crazy. These are all people that work in business at high levels. They're going to blow it off. But what the people who will listen to it are people who are struggling, people who don't have a lot of money, and they may think the big man said I don't need it, and they won't get it. Some will die, but they'll spread it. They'll spread the variant. What he did is contemptible. We're going to a break. There's a lot more back after the break, and I'm going to follow up on that and what Dick brought up about Ron Johnson. This guy does not represent Wisconsin, does not represent the United States, and something's got to be done. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.